In western Afghanistan, the city of Herat is the country's undisputed cultural capital. Its reputation dates back more than 1,000 years, when Herat was at the center of an empire. Though the city has suffered, like the rest of the country, from decades of civil war, Herat has managed to maintain its rich artistic tradition. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Herat.
Sunset and the call to prayer is chanted from the Jami Mosque in downtown Herat. This is one of Afghanistan's greatest architectural treasures. Built more than 800 years ago, it consists of a football field-sized outdoor prayer space paved with polished marble. This is ringed by towering walls and minarets whose surface is coated with intricate murals made of tiles, depicting Quranic verses in elaborate calligraphy, surrounded by vivid patterns and designs. But the Jami Mosque didn't always look this good. Photos from the 1900s show a run-down mud brick building whose ancient tile work had fallen to pieces. In the 1940s, Afghan artists began a project to renovate the mosque, and despite the last two decades of war, it's continued to be one of Afghanistan's most successful preservation efforts. This is due largely to the fact that the renovation program is all self-contained, starting with the tile factory located within the mosque itself. In one large workroom, dozens of artisans, ranging in age from 18 to 80, sit on the floor, delicately hammering and chiseling at brightly glazed tiles. 81-year-old Ahmed sits cross-legged on his cloak. Hunched over a palm-sized piece of tile, he's chipping with a handmade chisel into the shape of a flower. I've been working here more than 50 years, he says. There are only 4 of us left from that time. We've rebuilt the entire mosque. This place may be called a factory, but no part of the tile-making process is automated. Everything here is done by hand. In an adjoining courtyard, a man pounds soil into dust for clay with a huge wooden mallet. Next to him, another worker slaps at a mound of moist clay, forming the stuff into squares. And nearby, men use crude mortars and pestles to pulverize shards of glass to make the brilliant glaze that's later baked onto the tiles. Several times a day, the finished tiles are pulled out of the kilns. It's a painstaking process that only produces 50 tiles a day. Machines with quadruple output and make the work easier. But one of the oldest people working here, a toothless man named Habibullah, explains through an interpreter that the quality of the tiles would then suffer.
He says, you know, in machine, the work is much easier to do, but in handmade, they're making this is more difficult. But he says, in one way, the handmade tiles, it's much better and pretty stronger than machine-made tile, tiles.
The craftsmen here say they're working to protect the future of Afghanistan by teaching Herat's ancient art of tile-making to young apprentices. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Herat, Afghanistan.